At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning. Oh, my God. No. I knew this. I was hoping so bad. I was talking in my car to myself, trying to warm up my voice. I'm like, this is going to work. I sound terrible. Dear Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry. That wasn't too bad. Okay, the first crack, it got out. Now it's sounding like you're warming
Maybe
up.
Maybe I'll warm up. Let's see how long I can go this morning. We're going to try our best to make it through the whole show. But in case you don't recognize my voice, hi, it's Mercedes here. How are you guys doing this morning? We are back from vacation. We had the week off for Thanksgiving and... Yeah, I caught something here at the end of it. Of course, that's the way it always works out. I texted you yesterday. I was like I was miserable. I had no voice yesterday, like absolutely zero voice. Yeah. I was whispering, and I took some antibiotics. I started to eat. I had no appetite. I was a mess. And then last night I was like, I think I'm feeling better. I think I can do this. And so got ready for the show today. And then this morning I woke up and I still thought I felt good, but I couldn't talk while everyone was asleep. So it was in the car that I started talking. And oh gosh, I sound so bad this morning.
You don't sound bad. You just sound different. That first good morning, it was a little bad, but now it's like, okay, you're sounding better. Hopefully you can get through the day, but if not, please, I want you to get rest. There's something going around right now.
Oh, well, I was traveling, and I think that's where I got it. I noticed on, I think it was Thursday morning, I woke up and my throat kind of hurt. Like, not enough to alarm anything, but I was like,
You woke up Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a little scratchy, and I was like, well, I've been traveling. It's freezing. We were in New York. I was like, it's so cold. I'm like, it'll be fine. So then Friday, I noticed my nose was a little stuffy, and I was like, okay, once I get home, everything will be good.
The doubt.
Oh my gosh, it just kept going downhill from there. But you know what? We are here. We are back. I'm glad to be back. I had a really good week. Like I said, we were in New York and we just did the whole tourist thing. It was a lot of fun. How was your week?
It was so good. It was so nice to catch up on things. I felt so productive on doing everything I needed around the house, errands. And I just needed a lot of self-care because the week before we went on vacation, it was a lot on my body. So I said, you know what? Lots of rest, lots of water, lots of just doing a lot of things for me. I got a massage. I was like, oh my God, I felt so amazing. And then on Saturday, we had an event for the radio station for the Jonas Brothers.
Awesome.
And it was so amazing. And I didn't know, we were kind of up in the air with like Live Nation and the record label and stuff to do a meet and greet with the guys. So, you know, I came in no expectations or anything. And they're like, guess what? we have open spots for you guys to meet the Jonas Brothers.
Aww.
So I'm a nervous wreck. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting to meet the guys. I haven't even seen their show ever. So I'm like already excited to see them in concert, let alone am I meeting the guys before the show. So we're in line at the meet and greet. I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? I end up going and meeting them, and it was just so much fun. They were so nice.
Were they nice? I always wonder what these meet and greets, are they nice or are they kind of like get in, get out? You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll go by each guy. So I first saw Kevin, and Kevin's face was so nice. He's like the guy next door.
Yeah.
So sweet. And then I saw Joe, which, by the way, Joe is a good looking man.
I think they're all very good looking, but Joe, yeah, he very much is.
There's something about Joe. And then with Nick, he was very business. He's like, hello, stand here. And it was just a 15 second interaction that I've been just replaying over and over in my head. And the show was amazing. So yes, I'm so excited to be back. But I feel like I have like a Jonas Brothers hangover.
I've seen the Jonas Brothers in concert like 5 or 6 times. I've seen them like they're one of the groups I've seen the most. It's crazy.
No
and
way.
They are so good live. I mean, they go all out and they always have like surprises and it's such a fun show.
Yes, they had surprises and I cried. It was such a good show.
Oh, that's so good to hear. I can't wait to hear more about it. We've got a lot to get to this morning. Please do not get mad at me because I sound like this. Like I said, I'm going to give it my best go. If I continue to sound terrible, I'm just going to call it a day and go home and leave it to you guys.
And give it some rest, too. We want you to get rest to get better.
Yes, for sure. But let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you got
it? You got it.
It's Mercedes in the morning. We are struggling a little bit this morning with the voice. Thank you guys for your concern and your nice text. Some of you are telling me I need to go home. I'm doing my best here. My voice is kind of in and out. I caught a little something while we were off for the week. I was traveling. And so, yeah, we're doing our best. We're gonna take it break by break. And if I feel like, okay, I'm not going to last the show, I'm definitely going
to
go home.
Yeah, I don't want to push you. I don't want you to like end up not losing your voice in general.
Yeah,
you know?
Completely. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it sucks, though. The timing is terrible. So today is my husband's birthday. And every year I hold myself to this standard of wanting to it to be, you know, really special because he deserves that. Yet somehow I have created this worst accidental tradition ever. Last year on his birthday, we had this huge family argument right before his dinner. And the night it just ended with us ordering pizza and sitting in silence. It was a terrible birthday
no.
for him. So now this year, I made plans for last night. We're going to go out to dinner. I made a reservation. I have my outfit all picked up. And then I got sick. And as you can hear, it's not like runny nose sick. It's like full body ache sick. Voice gone. My throat felt like I swallowed lava. I just tried so hard to push through, but we couldn't. And everyone was looking forward to it. And physically, I could not do it. And of course, he was like, don't even worry about it. Like, it's totally fine. I'm like, no, we have to do this. He's like, no. So guess what we did? We had pizza again to celebrate his birthday.
This actually sounds like an incredible tradition.
Oh, I just feel bad. I have this tradition of ruining my husband's birthday with one thing or another. And I just feel so bad. The girls were disappointed. I felt guilty, which made me feel worse. And I'm just hoping on today, his real birthday, that we can kind of reset and make a new tradition, one that does not involve me ruining the night with a pizza box on the counter. But does anyone else have one of those like really bad traditions? Like not one that you enjoy. It happens. My tradition is ruining my husband's birthday every year. 702-364-9400.
I feel your pain and I'm wishing you love and health and hopefully you get better and that you can reunite with your husband and your family and like, we did it. We got our new birthday celebration, maybe this weekend. But for my dad, I feel so bad and I feel like a horrible daughter. But the past 2 years, I've texted my dad, but I've forgotten to actually pick up the phone and call him.
Oh.
And I don't know what it is. So his birthday's on October 2nd. And these past 2 years, they've landed on a weekday. And of course, you know, I send him the usual morning text right when I wake up. My happy birthday, Dad. Send him a cute little text message. And my goal is always to call him later that day. Well, these past 2 years, I have forgotten. And I feel so horrible. I remember always the next day. The next day.
It's like, day too late. Why couldn't I remember this?
So I'll call him the next day and be like, hi, Dad. How was your birthday? And he doesn't care.
Aww.
He's like, it's fine. You didn't call me. I'm like, I'm so sorry I didn't call you yesterday. He goes, don't worry. I was busy with my friends going out for lunch and stuff.
He's like, I don't need to be bothered on my birthday. Give me a break. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, December 1st. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm so sorry that I sound like this morning. I have caught a little bit of a bug, and so I'm like here fighting through it, and it's, you know, I think my voice is gradually warming up, but I don't know if we're gonna make it through the whole show. Like I said, we're gonna try our best, so here we are. We had a week off, and you would think I would come back refreshed and not sick from a week off.
Well, you were traveling, so of course you, I mean, I'm not gonna say of course you caught something, but I can see why you caught something.
Absolutely, yeah. It happened like on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat, and then it just gradually, it kept coming and going. Like, the more I did, the more I'd forget about it. And then when we got back on Saturday, oh my gosh, I was just like, no way. All day Sunday in bed, just did not get out of bed, didn't eat. Like, it was not good. So we're hoping we're on the mend. We are on antibiotics. We
yes.
are ready to get going. But we had such a good time. We went to New York City, and man, that place is so magical, especially during the holidays. I've never been there during the holidays, and it's like a different world.
Oh my gosh, I've been during the holidays. I remember I went on December 23rd. It was 2 days before Christmas, and Times Square was like shoulder to shoulder.
Oh yeah, there were so many people visiting, and the Thanksgiving Day parade was happening, and I have a whole story about that coming up in a few minutes. But yeah, it was just, there was so much going on, and my daughters had gone when they were little kids, and they don't really remember being in New York. We scoured every area in town. Like, we were exhausted, and they both now have these dreams of moving to New York.
Do they really?
Yeah. Oh, they both want to live there.
Very
now.
Expensive.
I know. I'm like, well, have fun with that. Get yourself a good job. You can do that. How was your week off?
Oh, it was incredible. It was so nice. We actually had a last minute Friendsgiving with one of our friends here in town. It was just me, James, and then our friends. It was just a couple, so it was just four of us. And they were like, we're going to make this. They were going to make steak. I was going to make the mac and cheese, the famous Teeny's mac and cheese. They had all of this stuff on the menu. And James loves to eat ketchup. That's one of his favorite condiments in the entire world. And we were bringing fried chicken. And there's this weird thing with him with fried chicken and ketchup. He has to eat the fried chicken with ketchup.
Ew.
I know. It's one of the most disgusting things ever.
That sounds awful.
And his plate is like filled with it too. It's like a side of it. But whatever. You know what? He wants his ketchup. He said he wants to make sure that we bring our ketchup, because he knows the friends that we're going to his house, they refrigerate their ketchup, and he can only have room temperature ketchup. So here he is. He's packing up all our stuff. He goes, I'm not going to ask them. And then he's all stubborn. I'm not going to ask them to leave out their ketchup. That's rude of me. But I'm like, you're already bringing your own ketchup, but that sounds a little bit rude already. So I'm like, whatever, do your thing, dude. So this man brings all of our bags. He's putting everything out. Here's he is with this big old Costco size ketchup at our friend's house. And he's like, our friends are like, dang, we have ketchup. He goes, sorry, I like mine only room temperature.
I have so many thoughts. First of all, I love your husband, but this is unhinged behavior. This is unhinged.
Right?
A grown man traveling with ketchup? Like, who does that?
And then they're asking, like, well, we have some, right? And then really he's like, no, I only like mine room temperature. They open the pantry like, dude, we have Costco packs as well of room temperature ketchup.
You can't walk into a Friendsgiving with a full bottle of ketchup like it's part of your family, you know? Like, it's me, Steph, and here's our bottle of ketchup.
No, right? And do you, like, that's my question for you. Do you store your ketchup in the fridge, or do you store it in the pantry to make it room temperature?
Oh, always in the fridge. Always. To me, room temperature ketchup is like room temperature coffee. It's like, bleh. It's tolerable, but I am not a fan. And plus, It does go bad at some point, doesn't it?
Not with my husband. That thing goes out so quick, I don't even think it has time to expire. So when I was growing up, same thing. My ketchup was in the fridge. So when I started dating this guy, I was like, wait, you store it in the fridge? He goes, no, he does like no fridge ketchup because it will get my food cold.
The bottle's sitting out. It's like laying out there like it's sunbathing. It smells different. I feel like cold ketchup, it's like, it's snappy. It's got structure to it, you know? You put cold ketchup on a plate and it holds its shape. You put warm ketchup on a plate and it just like spreads out like it's giving up on life or something.
I feel so bad for people that come over to our house. They're like, dang, this guy has a side of ketchup. Like, he has a bowl of ketchup on the side with his fried chicken, his bacon, his rice. This man has, I think we need to sit down and tell him he has a problem.
We need a ketchup intervention. But I do respect him for sticking to his guns on this one, though.
Yeah,
it's like
true.
He's like, no one's going to tell me how to like my ketchup. So I do have respect for you in that aspect, Chase.
I will tell him.
All right, a lot coming up on the show this morning. Hopefully my voice will be coming up at some point, but we are giving away so many cool things. We've got your Guns N' Roses tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Olivia Dean is coming to town, and we've got your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up for that, and an early edition of Heads Up, a Glittering Lights VIP pass for you in just a few minutes. But coming up next, we have What's Trending Stranger Things drama. It's getting a reality check from Millie Bobby Brown. She is backing David Harbour in a big way, and the timing is very interesting. We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Millie Bobby Brown is trending this morning. She is shutting down the noise today and lifting up her Stranger Things dad. So she talked about her bond with David Harbour, and she sounded proud of the work that they do together, not stressed about all the drama. She said that David Harbour, he pushes her to show up with her A game. She talked about feeling safe filming the emotional scenes with him, and you can tell the trust is real after, you know, 10 years on a set together. This all comes after that messy bullying report last month, where Millie did not add fuel to it at all. She focused on their scenes this season and how intense they feel in the best way. So I don't really know, like, where did that come from? Was that not true? Did they get over it? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, or if it is true and they're just having really good PR and they're just going out in these interviews acting like nothing's happened, but really behind the scenes, there's really a lot going on.
They seem pretty genuine in just the press that I've seen, but then again, they are actors, so, you know, who knows? Hopper and Eleven, they're back together, and she said their moments on screen really hit with a lot of weight, with a lot of heart. Fans want that emotional punch here, and it sounds like they're going to get it. So the rollout for the new season of Stranger Things, it's coming in three waves. So volume one dropped with four episodes on November 26th. Volume two will land on Christmas Day with three episodes. And then we get the two-hour season finale on New Year's Eve. Perfect timing for saying goodbye.
Have you seen any of the new episodes yet?
No. When we were on the plane coming back from New York, my daughter was watching it, and I kept trying not to look at her iPad because I could, like, I'd see things. I was like, don't spoil it. I watched it yet.
I saw the first episode. I think it was Thanksgiving night. I had a couple drinks and I was just like looking at my husband. The first episode, Mercedes, you are going to absolutely love. I won't spoil anything, but there is someone that does a radio show and they crush it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, now I want some more details.
Yeah,
is
you're
it a major
it.
Spoiler?
It's not a spoiler, but I don't want to give you everything. I just want you to be like, you're going to go into it, and the first episode, you're just going to be like, that was amazing. And then I kind of forgot a lot of the things because it's been like 3 years.
Yeah.
They do a really good recap in the beginning, too.
Oh, thank God, because that's why I was like, I don't even know what's going on at this point. And that's what's trending. All right, let's do it, guys. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. Our number is 702-364-9400 and up for grabs. Perfect for this time of the year. We have a car fast pass to Glittering Lights at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the new season. Plus, not only will you get that fast pass to go enjoy the holiday lights, you'll also qualify for a season pass. So you can go as many times as you want the whole season. It's really cool. Caller 20 right now. You get to play heads up. You're picking your category and you get 6 answers in 60 seconds. And the ticket is yours. Caller 20 is in 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant this morning, Cindy and her daughter, Brinley. Hi, you guys. Good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo! Good morning.
Let's do this. Let's get you guys this car pass, a fast pass to Glittering Lights at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Pick a category. Do you guys want to go with Add to Cart, Disney Magic, Outfit of the Day, Deck the Halls, or Full Court?
Can we go with Disney Magic?
Disney Magic. It is. Walt Disney Day is today. And these are all things associated with Disney. Are you guys pretty well versed on Disney?
We're going to hope so.
Okay, let's do it. We just need 6 and 60 seconds. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the movie with Simba and Mufasa.
The Lion King.
Yes, this is the movie with Belle and
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
This is the movie with Princess Jasmine and
Aladdin.
Yes, this is the movie with Maui and
Moana.
Yes, this is it. Part 2 just came out this weekend
Zootopia.
Yes, this is the movie. She pretended to be a boy to be a fight. Yes,
nice.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You guys killed it. Yes, you do. Congratulations. Oh my goodness. I'm so proud of you guys. You just got yourself a fast pass to Glittering Lights. This is going to be just one of the great holiday events of the season's over at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We are back. We had last week off for the Thanksgiving holiday. My voice is a little rusty this morning. I caught a bit of a cold, but we are here. We're so excited to be back. We have so much going on this morning. I know we talked a lot about, us kind of relaxing. I've traveled, but I forgot to bring up something that happened before vacation even started, which was F1.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So first of all, I don't know how many of you guys are in F1. Our family really is. And so my daughter and I, we got to go to the races the prior weekend. Friday, we went to qualifying and we got paddock passes, which if you don't know what paddock passes are, that's where the driver's garages are. That is where like all the celebrities hang out. We were hanging out. Free food, free drink.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Insanity. It was so amazing. And we are just like walking by all these celebrities like, oh my gosh, they're so-and-so. They're so-and-so. Like you saw Beyonce was there too on Saturday.
I was like, when I was scrolling through social media and I saw that Beyonce and Jay-Z rode in Lewis Hamilton's car.
Yeah. We walked the pit. We got a track tour. We got to go on the track in a vehicle to see what it was like. It was really cool. But it was this that happened that I don't know if other people are kind of in the same boat. So is there someone that is really famous to you, but maybe not conventionally to everyone else? So we're standing in the paddock. We're getting our paddock tour. And, Catherine Zeta-Jones walks by. I'm like, oh, there's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Wow.
And then this guy walks by and I freak out. I don't freak out about Catherine Zeta-Jones. I don't, it's great and stuff. But this guy starts walking by me and I go, oh my God. And my daughter is like, what? And I'm like, do you know who that is? And she goes, no. I'm like, he's famous to me, but not to her. Do you know who Jay Shetty is?
Jay Shetty. If I see a picture of him, maybe.
Okay, so Jay Shetty is famous to me, like capital F famous. I listen to his podcast. I read his work. This might ring a bell. Here, let me play some of this.
Your thoughts are not always true. Challenge them. Your thoughts are not always reality. Don't accept them at face value. When doubts appear, don't assume, investigate. When negativity rises, don't believe, demand proof.
Wow.
Do you know who he is?
So I looked up a picture of Jay Shetty And I've seen him online doing interviews and stuff. So, yes, I know his face, but no, I don't know his name.
I absolutely love this guy. So I see him freaking out. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to walk up to him. I'm just going to tell him how much his podcasts have meant to me and how much his inspirational advice has meant to me. So I go right up to him and I go, excuse me, Jay? And he turns and he goes, hello. And I go, hi, I just wanted to let you know I'm a big fan and your work has really inspired me. He goes, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And I was like, can I get a picture with you? And he's like, absolutely. And I'm just like, I'm talking to Jay Shetty. Oh my gosh.
That is awesome.
He's famous to me, but he may not be famous to everyone. Is there anyone like that for you where in your world, they're famous? In the conventional world, maybe they're just a little famous or famous to a certain group of people. 702-364-9400. I felt like I was talking to an old friend. He was so kind. And my daughter, she was like, I'm going to look him up. So now she follows him. She's like, man, he's amazing. Yes. I love that guy.
I will never forget. I was so just starstruck over someone that you probably won't know, but to me, in my world, they are so famous. And it's this dance choreographer. His name is Sean Bankhead. And Sean Bankhead, he has been a choreographer for Tate McRae, for Lisa from Blackpink, Cardi B. And one of his dance videos went viral around the same time I ran into him. So I walk in to the Chris Brown concert at Allegiant Stadium. Right after you enter the gates to scan your ticket and go through the metal detectors, I enter first for my friend group, and I see Sean Bankhead standing in front of me, and I see his face, and I say, Sean Bankhead? He looked at me, he smiled, and then he walked away.
Oh, he didn't talk to you?
He was a little far, so aww, I completely understand, but I'm like, Sean Bankhead? He gave me that smirk like, yes. But it was like, he didn't really want to be, he kind of gave off that like that aura of like, nah, I don't really want to talk right now. So I respected it, but I wanted to know and make sure that I wasn't, you know, saying things. So I was like, so I'm like, I just saw Sean Bankhead. I'm freaking out. I turn to my friends and I'm like, you guys, I just saw Sean Bankhead. They're like, who?
Yeah, I'm the same way, but I feel like if it's big to you, it's a big deal, you know?
Yes.
Who is that celebrity that is a celebrity to you and maybe not to other people? We're getting some texts here. This one says, Connor Kaufman, I love him. He's a singer. One of his songs is Hostage. It's so good. This one says, I once fangirled over a meteorologist from Channel 13. My husband had no clue who he was. And then this one says, my daughter met a famous gamer at a convention and I thought he worked for Geek Squad.
That was me at Complex Con with my husband. He goes, oh my God, that's so-and-so. Get me a picture with him. I'm like, who? He goes, don't worry about it. Just give me a picture.
Does he work here? Who is this guy?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
All right, well, let's get to it this morning. So Gen Z, they are ending the whole impulse shopping, and I am stunned in the best way possible. The new survey shows that Gen Z Americans have found something none of us expected. One in three say they are planners. They budget. They track every dollar. They think ahead. And another 25% call themselves value seekers. They're the ones, they research, they compare, they refuse to buy without doing their homework. Only 12% admit that they buy on impulse, which flips the whole stereotype on its head, really, if you think about it. Almost two-thirds say they think about their financial future regularly, and 70% say their approach to money is realistic.
Do you think that with your daughters who are Gen Z, do you see them being very financial savvy?
One of them is a saver, one of them is a spender.
I think I know who they're
and it's just like me and my husband. I'm a saver. He's a spender. Like, I think they each follow one of us. It's just so funny. But yeah, one of my daughters, she was talking to me the other day. She's like, you know, I think I want to invest in a Roth IRA. And I was like,
what?
How do you even know what that is? And she's like, I saw a video on it that if I invest in one now, I could have $2 million by the time I'm 35 years old. And I was like, well, do it. Do it.
Get me out. I'll retire early, baby yeah, girl.
I love it. Also this morning, the NFL, they dropped its Super Bowl pregame performers list, and it feels like a full concert before the game even starts. Brandi Carlile, she will be singing America the Beautiful.
Mm.
I love her voice.
I can see here, and I can hear that too.
No, oh, man, she's going to sound amazing.
Yes.
Also, who's going to be singing the national anthem? Our buddy, Charlie Puth.
Wow.
Yeah. I was so excited for him. I love him so much. He's such an underrated performer. So yeah, he's going to be tackling the job of the national anthem.
I can hear that. I miss Charlie Puth. There's something like I haven't heard of him in a long time.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to see him doing the Super Bowl stuff.
It'll be cool. And then performing Lift Every Voice and Sing is going to be Coco Jones. Just a beautiful voice.
Mm.
Like, it's so angelic. I don't know. I love her voice. Now, we all know Bad Bunny is handling the halftime show. So we are getting vocals. We are getting talent. We're getting a marathon of performers before a single snap of football. And the game happens February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. So prepare your snacks early before the music starts, before the chips even hit the bowl.
Honestly, like, I kind of want to do a day trip to Santa Clara, like just fly into San Jose for the day and just experience the stuff of Super Bowl. I don't want to go to the game. I just want to like do the outside stuff, because when it was here in Vegas, it was so much fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun activities just that surround the actual game. You don't even have to be a part of it.
So we'll see. Southwest, well, if there's any deals, maybe I'll try and catch it.
I'll go if my Broncos are in it, and they just had a big win last night.
Okay, that was an insane game last night. What is it? I think they have the best NFL record right now?
I think next to the Patriots. I think maybe they're tied, but yeah, them and the Patriots, they're killing it right now.
I am not going to lie. I'm actually really shocked about your Broncos.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I don't get me wrong, I love them, but I'm kind of shocked too, because all these games are like coming down to the last 2 minutes of the game, and it's stressing me out. And luckily, they're coming out on the winning side, and I hope that continues, but I'm like, oh my God.
Santa Clara, maybe you're going to book a ticket.
Who knows? Finally, this morning, a new poll asked Americans which years they think they will look back on as their best. And the winner was the 20s with 22% of the vote. The 30s took second with 20%. Then it drops. Your 40s only pulled in 12%. Your 50s got 9% and your teen years landed at 8%. Some people even said their childhood was peak life. And a few said they're just not sure. What surprised me is that the 20s showed up again when people were asked about their worst years. 10% said that those were the hardest. What do you think? What, I mean, let's say you're 70 years old, okay? You're 70-year-old Steph, and you look back on which decade was your best years. What do you think you would say?
I really loved my college years. I really do. But honestly, like, I'm cool with my 30s right now. Like, I'm really loving that I'm more financially stable. I have no kids right now. It's just me, my husband, and my dog. Like, and we're traveling a lot, so I might look back and say that my 30s were my best. What about you?
Well, I know my worst for sure. I would say my 20s were my worst,
Agreed.
Too. I think 20s, man, they suck. You don't know who you are. You're trying to get yourself, like, situated. I would say 20s worst for sure. But, like, okay, 70-year-old me, I don't know. I would say I would agree with you on 30s. 30s were really good. I would say my 40s are really good. Like, I don't know. That's hard to say. All I know is 20s suck.
Yeah, 20s are the worst. I don't know what the survey meant.
Yeah, they're the worst. So Steph comes in this morning with a plan for her dog that I did not see coming. You have something lined up after the show, and I want you to explain it because this is a whole experience. What do you have planned for your dog today?
Okay, guys, I'm doing something today I've never done before. I am going to a pet psychic. A pet psychic. Like, I'm going to get Momo's cards dealt.
Oh, my God.
I want to know everything that he's going through. Things that he might love. Things that he might hate. Things maybe he wants more out of in life. And get this, though. Like, my dad, he's a psychic. And I totally believe in, like, psychics and tarot cards and mediums and stuff. But this is something I've never thought in my life. That I would be going to a pet psychic for my dog.
What gave you the idea to do this?
Okay, so I get a DM on Instagram from one of our friends from the show. And she is she's like, you gotta do this. I know you love Momo. She's gonna be coming to town. She's from New York City. She does all these pop-up shops and stuff. You and Momo would love it if you come. And I'm like, I'm in. How much? When do I book it? I'm immediately on this. So she's texting me all the details.
Wait, is it expensive? You don't have to say how much it is, but is it expensive?
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's affordable for pets. And it's like a 30-minute reading. So it's not like it's going to be this hour-long
30-minute reading. Ramon, can you see Momo going in, like walking in for his 30-minute reading?
Do you want to know, like, what he's... So you want to know what he's thinking, or
yes.
Like, if he could say something to you, what do you think he'll say to you?
Well, it's not that, just that. It's more just like we as humans and as dogs, we have a special bond, but we can't communicate verbally. So this is my chance.
But what if you find out something you don't want to find out?
I want to know everything. If it's the good, it's the bad. If it's, you know, if there's a person he doesn't like in our lives, like, I want to know everything.
What if he doesn't like you?
Yeah, exactly.
What if you find out that he's miserable living with you and James and he wants to find a new home?
You might be opening Pandora's box over here.
No! Well, see, here's the thing. Like, I've signed up for it. There's no refunds. I'm going into this with an open mind with no expectations. So if I find out some heartbreaking news, I'm going to say, it's rigged.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I believe in psychics. I take that back. I believe some people have psychic abilities. I don't necessarily believe in psychics. I'm very skeptical on that stuff. But I do believe that, you know, some people do have that ability. I think I sometimes have that ability, but I'm sounding the alarm on this. Ding, ding, ding. You are becoming that pet owner, Steph. You are becoming the one that talks about their pet like the rest of us exist to serve that daily journey. And I'm saying this with love. I love you so much. I don't want you to turn into that person like, who says things like, oh, Momo had a tough night. He was up all night with the traffic noise. And, oh, you know, we're watching this happen in real time. You're booking psychic appointments for your dog.
I know. I think I've officially passed that pep. I mean, I'm already far gone, guys.
Yeah, you probably crossed that line.
The knee deep. Now I'm hip deep now. After this, though, like, now I'm researching this pet psychic, and I'm like, okay, I don't know anything about this person. I'm honestly just going off a whim from a listener and one of our friends. So I'm looking into the reviews for this person, and it's mixed. It's like great positive reviews, like she's helped me find my missing pets. I've communicated with my pets after they've passed. Awesome. But then there's others like, she was super generic with me. Like, oh, your dog loves to go on hikes.
Well, duh. I mean, duh. Your dog likes to eat treats. No way. Are you serious?
When you rub his belly, loves it.
Like, I don't want to go in there thinking like, okay, I'm expecting the best. And like, I want to go in there knowing like what he wants. But if it's going to be super generic, I'm going to be feeling so disappointed.
Why would you go with someone with mixed reviews? You got to go at least a 4.5 out of 5.
Where is the dog whisperer? What's his name?
It's Little
Caesar the dog whisperer. Caesar Milan.
Yes.
Has anyone like gotten to that point as a pet owner where you're like, oh, I've crossed the line. I've turned into that pet owner. 702-364-9400. And what do you think about this? Is this like so far gone, or is it just like, hey, why not? 702-364-9400.
I think that it's going to be so fun. Like, I'm going to be going into this and like, I want to get more readings for Momo. I want him to like, maybe it's like a once a month type of thing. Like, okay, how's he doing this month? And then she'll tell me like, he's doing better. Thank you for, you know, listening to my advice and stuff like that. Like, I want to go into this and being like excited for more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to ask? What do you want to know?
Well, there is one thing that I do want to know, and maybe it'll see how maybe legit she might be, is Momo takes forever to go to the bathroom. He takes like 30 minutes to pee, 30 minutes to go, you know, poo and stuff. So I'm like, why does he take forever? What is there something? Is there a place in our apartment that we could just go to and he can go right away? Versus he likes to smell every single leaf and tree and plant and everything. I just kind of want to know that part.
I really want to know like how this is going to turn out. I picture the psychic like, I'm getting something strong from Momo. He's showing me an image of himself.
Man, does he have big eyes.
He's on a velvet throne. And he says he is the main character in the home. And he would like you to remember this daily. He prefers his water fresh. Not from the bowl that has been sitting out since yesterday. No. He would also like you to stop pretending he's fine with tap water. He wants the good stuff. He is a hydration snob. That Momo. I'm also sensing there's something about the vacuum. He does not fear the vacuum. He resents the vacuum.
See, that's where I cross the line. Because Momo loves the vacuum. He loves to put... So once I see the red flags of like...
No, I said that. He resents it. He says it, but it does disrupt his inner peace. He would like you to schedule an appointment with him before you vacuum. Make sure it coincides with his daily life.
I am dead. After this, I'm like, okay, what pet psychic is this? She's ripping me off after this.
No, I think it'll be cute to see what they say. You know, it's very, I love that you love your dog so much. I just worry when you have kids, what's going to happen?
Oh, sorry, but Momo goes before the kids.
Oh, what?
You say that now. You say that now, but things change.
Momo's my firstborn. He was in this house first. The kids come second.
You're really going to put your kids second to your dog?
His life is shorter.
I'm telling you that.
We got to give him the best life possible.
Don't have kids then. Don't do that.
I've been trying to tell her that. Just keep the dog.
Just keep the dog.
That's
just
what
get
I wanted
dogs.
To do.
Just get
dogs. Even Ramon knows.
I agree.
But you have to put your kid in front of your dog now, right, Ramon?
Well, now, yeah, but that's not fair by default.
Oh, man.
All right. It is.
Are you ready? It's time. time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Elena, you are caller 20. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute for Guns N' Roses tickets?
I am.
Let's do it. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that time. And you are going to that show at Allegiant Stadium next year. It's going to be a good one. So let's do this.
Yeah.
All right, Elena, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, okay. It starts now.
What is the name of the famous bridge in San Francisco?
Golden Gate.
Yes. How many days are in December?
31.
Yes. What city does the NBA team, the Celtics, play for?
Boston.
Yes. Finish this saying. Diamonds are a girl's
best friend.
Yes. Which model of Toyota shares its name with a city in Washington State?
Tacoma.
Yes. What is the name of the ship on Star Trek?
The Enterprise.
Yes. What U.S. state is home to Joshua Tree National Park?
California?
Yes. Buzz the Bee is the mascot for which breakfast cereal?
The Cheerios?
Yes. Which movie featured the line, Hasta la vista, baby?
Terminator?
Yes. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Three?
No. Last
four?
Yes!
Oh my God! You got it! Yes! Wow!
Elena conquered the Mega Minute! Oh my goodness! Congratulations!
Thank you!
Oh, as if I wasn't losing my voice already, I'm about to lose it again because I'm so excited for you, Elena. That is a master class in how to conquer the Mega Minute. You stayed calm, collected, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
There's a new global list ranking the dirtiest cities in the world, and the results are rough for some of the prettiest places on Earth. This company called Radical Storage, they looked at 100 major destinations. They read Google reviews for each of the city's top 10 attractions, and they searched for words like clean and dirty, and the pattern was pretty clear. Budapest took the number one spot with almost 40% of its cleanliness-related reviews calling it dirty or not well-kept, which was surprising to me. I've been there three or four times.
Yeah.
And I thought it was one of the most beautiful, clean cities I've ever seen. So maybe I was just not going to the dirty places. Rome came in second and Las Vegas came in third.
No, in the world?
Yes. So we're the dirtiest city in the United States. Oof. Which, have you been to New Orleans? Like, hello. I'm sorry, but I thought New Orleans was so dirty when I went there.
I would expect New York to be in the top five at least. Yeah. So many rats.
You would think so. Although when I was there last week, we didn't see one and we were literally searching for them.
You were looking for
rats.
Yeah,
we're on the subway and we're like looking for them. Like, because my kids wanted to see one. They're like, when do we get to see the rats? I'm like, oh, they'll be there. Don't you worry. And then we look and they never showed up. It was freezing though.
The biggest rat I've ever seen was in New York. This thing was the size of like a squirrel. It was so gross.
Where did you see it? Was it in the subway or is it just on the street?
Central Park.
Oh.
I saw it run across, you know, the walkway and I was like, was that a squirrel? And I was like, that nasty tail looked like a rat tail.
Oh, that's nasty. Yes. Yeah, Italy showed up all over the list. Rome, Florence, Milan, Verona. They took the four of the top 10 spots. They also named Krakow in Poland as the cleanest city. So no American city cracked the clean list. Only us on the dirty
That's
one.
Sad.
I know. Also this morning, fans of Wicked are getting a new book. Gregory Maguire is releasing a Glinda origin story next September. The official title is Glinda, A Charmed Childhood. The extra A is on purpose because The book takes place before she shortens her name as a tribute to Dr. Dillamond. And now the story follows her childhood, where she grows up both pampered but still ignored by her parents. And McGuire already released Elfie, which is a Wicked Childhood. So it this pairs with that book. So if you love the movies, the musicals, the lore, or the drama, this one just adds another layer to it.
When we saw Wicked Part 2, what did you think of the child actress as Glinda?
I thought she looked a lot like Ariana. I thought they did a really good job casting her.
I think it's so cute seeing the behind the scenes between the two of them, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it was just the story of it all. I was expecting a little bit more when they did the flashback to Glinda.
Like, more from who?
From the storyline. Like, I'm like, okay, I get it. She wants magic, but I don't know. Maybe I was just thinking, like, it was going to go a little bit more deeper.
Well, you could have probably done without that part. You could have probably cut that scene all together.
But it had to reflect, don't you think, about what she always wanted as a child?
We've always known she wanted magic. I'm just saying, you could have cut that.
This isn't a spoiler, right? By the way,
if it was.
What did you think of that part, though?
I kind of agree. I didn't feel like it was needed. I felt like in this second part, don't get me wrong, I liked it, but I felt like they stretched it unnecessarily. Mm. Like, I just felt like there were a couple times like, okay, we get it. Let's move on. You know,
I felt like that in the ending. I was like, let's go. This movie should have ended already.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I liked part one better than part two.
Agreed. And no. I think it's no debate.
No, what are you guys
it's
talking
no debate.
About?
Yeah. It's no debate.
No way. Part two was way better than the
part
first one.
Part two was good, but not good.
Yeah,
better.
Part two was definitely good. I loved part two, but one had better songs. Yeah. It was just more... There was just more to it, I felt like.
I'm a little heartbroken.
I'm sorry.
You guys are entitled to your opinion, but I think part two is definitely better.
Finally, this morning, Mariah Carey. She earns more than $2.5 million every year for this. From her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. One song brings her that much money every holiday season. And some estimates say that number is even higher. So The Economist, they broke it down. And it is wild. She has hundreds of songs in her catalog. But that one song alone is the one that keeps the checks rolling in. The song hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time in 2019. And it has returned to the top spot every year since. It even hit number one during the first week of 2025. And it also became the first holiday song to earn the Diamond Award with more than $10 million in sales and streams. The co-writer, too, his name is Walter Afanasieff, and he's also benefiting big from the song. He worked with Mariah through the 90s. He has a net worth of over $100 million. So this song is going to outlive all of us, and it will still be paying someone's bills.
She is truly the queen of Christmas. I'm so excited to see her residency coming up in this weekend. I'm going to be at Park MGM to see her. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm already out, like, a little bit annoyed of Christmas already.
Already?
I'm already
It's literally
done.
December 1st.
I don't know. It's because I started putting my decorations up on November 1st.
That's why. This is why the people, the bah humbuggers say, hey, wait until after Thanksgiving because now you're sick of it.
I am. I'm tired of the Christmas music. I'm tired of the decorations. Maybe I'm the Grinch.
You are. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are back live. We were off last week. Hopefully you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I'm obviously under the weather, but I think I sound better than I did
you
when we first
so
signed on.
You sound so much better, yes.
Oh my gosh. Ramon, did you hear me when we first signed on this morning by chance?
I did. I was like, oh, she definitely sick.
I texted these guys yesterday. I'm like, I'm just giving you a heads up. I have no voice, but it's coming back gradually. And we traveled this past week. We went to New York. We had so much fun. We saw a couple of Broadway shows. We saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Tom Felton. With Tom Felton.
Cool, that's super dope.
I saw your daughter's post, and I was in shambles when I saw that you guys saw him.
So my daughter, she says, I'm leaving when they do the curtain call. And we're like, why? She goes, because I'm going to go stand out there and I want to be there when Tom Felton comes out to greet the crowds. Because a lot of the Broadway actors, they go out and they see people. So curtain call happens, and she and my husband, they're like out of there. So Sophie and I stay and we do the clapping and all that. So we finally go down. There's this huge crowd. I text them. I'm like, we're going back to the hotel. Have fun. They come back an hour later and I go, well, did you get to see him? And my husband goes, not only did she see him, he took her phone. Tom Felton took my daughter's phone and started taking pictures of himself and the crowd. Like, it was insane.
Brooklyn is, like, known for that. She's, like, getting all of these celebrities to do selfies from her phone.
Yeah, it was cool. Draco Malfoy himself. And then the whole reason we were going there was we thought, let's spend Thanksgiving there. Let's go check out the parade. Like, we were really excited about that. There were so many people in town for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I had the whole moment pictured. Cute coats, hot chocolate, the big balloons coming around the corner, just a total bucket list event. Instead, we slept through the entire thing.
No, you didn't.
Come on. That's the whole point of the trip.
You missed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
You guys, have you ever slept through something either really important or something that normal people don't sleep through? 702-364-9400. We were so wiped from our marathon session day on Wednesday, which included the Harry Potter play. We went to the World Trade Center Memorial. We were all over New York. We were exhausted. Our alarms did not stand a chance that day. The only reason we woke up was we're laying in bed, and I hear this. And I'm like,
the marching band?
We're a block away from the parade route, and we hear a marching band go by. I sit up. Matt sits up. We look at each other. I go, and we both said a word I can't say on the radio. We're like, bleep. And then he goes, well, there's no point in going now.
None. By the time you get ready and go out there, not only is the parade mic going to be done, but the crowds are insane.
Oh, the cheering shook the windows. And Matt and I, we were like, oh, man. So we just decided to go back to sleep. So our parade experience was listening to a couple of trumpets and then knocking out again. Honestly, no regrets. I mean, we didn't have the energy to do it. But what did you sleep through? 702-364-9400. Was it something big like that? Like, that literally was the reason we went to New York, was for that dang parade, and we slept through
it. Is it an early start time, the parade?
Well, people start lining up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think it started at 8, but we were so tired. And then we looked out our window and we could see people, like just crowds of people climbing on scaffolding to get a better view. And we're like, we're not even dealing with this. Forget it.
And it's probably freezing.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it was so cold.
-0.
It was like with the wind, it was like 19 degrees. It was so cold. So I'm like totally fine that we missed it.
And no wonder you got sick.
Yeah, this is why I sound like this today.
Back to back and no sleep and stuff like that. I can imagine.
It's crazy. What if you guys slept through?
This past Thanksgiving, I was in the kitchen from like 8 a.m. all the way till 2 p.m. just cooking and getting stuff ready. And mind you, it's just James and I doing Thanksgiving dinner. But I was so exhausted after we cooked and ate lunch. I went to bed on the couch, actually. I took a nap. And I wake up and James has all the indoor Christmas decorations out. That means he had to go through storage, get all the suitcases banging and clanking, and all of a sudden, I wake up 2 hours later from the couch. The Christmas tree is up. It's decorated already. All of the Santas are out. I'm like, you did it without me? He goes, I was bored. You were tired. I didn't want to wake you. But he's like, you were drooling and you were snoring, by the way.
I'm not going to lie. That would be my dream, that I don't have to do the decorating. I wake up and it's decorated for me. Like, that sounds actually amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like a positive.
Yeah.
No, sure. I was sad. This is something we do together. And he did it without me.
Hopefully he can put them away without you too.
Hey, I think I gotta
take a nap when it's time to do that. What about you, Ramon?
I remember it was probably 99 or maybe early 2000s. I slept through the largest earthquake Las Vegas has ever felt. I just remember going to sleep. It was a Friday night because I remember waking up Saturday morning to go to my soccer game and going to the fields and everyone talking about, did you feel the earthquake last night? The earthquake, it shook my windows. And now I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What earthquake? And I slept through the whole thing. Everybody talked about it. I I actually was mad that I missed it because I've never been through an earthquake. But most people, like, from California were like, no, it's probably a good thing that you missed the earthquake.
Let me ask you a question. Did you live in an apartment complex when that happened?
No, it was in a house.
Okay, because I was going to say I slept through that same earthquake. I remember that.
Really?
And it's because I heard a big bang. And I just thought, oh, my stupid neighbor.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Stephanie, your caller 20.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a fantastic one. How about you?
We all did here. We are ready to get back at it. And Heads Up is on. Olivia Dean tickets. We've got these tickets to the sold-out show at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. You just need to win Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Wrap It Up, Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree, North Pole, Bake It Till You Make It, or, let's see here, my pages are sticking together, Paint the Town Red?
Let's go with North Pole.
North Pole. Okay, Santa's List Day is coming up on Thursday. These are all things that are associated with Santa himself, okay?
Okay.
Just need 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Definitely.
Okay.
All right, ladies, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is what Dasher and Dancer pull that he rides in. Yes. Dasher and Dancer are what? They're
reindeer.
Yes. These are the little ones who help him make.
Help.
Yes. This is, oh, you didn't make the nice one. You made the
naughty list.
Yes. This is what Santa comes down to your house.
Chimney.
Yes. This is what you leave out for Santa.
Cookies.
And?
Milk.
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Man, with plenty of time to spare, too. I had to look and make sure. Did we do all six?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. We are back. We had the week off, but back live this morning. I think there's something we need to bring up because we're getting some texts on this. And it feels like forever ago, but really it was just about a week ago
yeah.
that it happened. And we're talking about the Las Vegas Grand Prix here in Las Vegas. A lot of you are texting this morning for a little follow-up on a conversation that we had the week before we went on vacation. And my daughter was on every day kind of schooling people on F1, if you didn't know, giving you some little tidbits. And at one point, we asked my daughter Sophie for her predictions for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. And I think we have the audio of that, right?
Yes, we do.
Because we were actually very shocked at how accurate her predictions turned out to be. My daughter turns out that she is an official F1 strategist, because at this point, it's not even a joke. Going back, this happened, was it the Thursday before the race?
Yes, Thursday before.
Okay, we asked her her predictions, and this is what she said.
Starting in third place, I'm going to go with the Mercedes rookie, Kimi Antonelli.
Ooh. Okay. He's been doing well lately. That's a good one. Okay.
Yes. And then in second place, our Sabrina Carpenter icon, I'm going with George Russell for second place. Mercedes. Whoa. Double podium.
What?
Whoa. Two Mercedes.
That's
on the
insane.
Podium. Okay. I am so excited to hear. Who do you think is going to win this whole thing?
Say it with me, everyone. Do.
Max Verstappen.
Really?
So her prediction with this casual confidence was third, Kimi Antonelli. Second, George Russell. First, Max Verstappen. Who got the podium at the Las Vegas Grand Prix? Third, Kimi Antonelli.
Oh,
second, George Russell. First, Max Verstappen. So when the race ended, Lando Norris was actually second place.
Okay, but
the McLaren team got disqualified. And so we're watching this as the rumors are happening that they may be disqualified.
Uh-huh.
And I made the comment to her, I go, oh, if McLaren gets disqualified, it turns out your predictions were right. And she's like, yeah, they will be disqualified. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah, she's like some F1 psychic over here.
She's like, I'm pretty confident in that. So then the next morning, I open up Instagram and she is correct. She got all three of the winners.
What?
Like, spot on. Now everyone is texting our family for her race predictions. Like, my cousin wants to know who to root for in Abu Dhabi, the last race of the season. Max, my husband Matt's asking her about tire strategies and stuff. She's become the F1 whisperer in our house, to the point where I told her she just needs to start charging people for her predictions, because she could fund her own college at this point.
No, like, I am so in awe of Sophie. Every time she comes on the show, or even just talking to her one-on-one, she has so much wisdom. She studies a game or anything that she loves. She's kind of like you, and reminds me, in a sense, like, when she loves something, she is all in.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
to know not only the background of all these race, the drivers and stuff like that, for her to get these predictions spot on, I'm so mind blown by her.
It's impressive. I don't know if she is there. Are you like an unofficial expert on something where people come to you because you know that, or they know that you're going to know? Like, she is an expert on a lot of things. But the fact that she got the top three exactly for the Las Vegas Grand Prix, it just blows my mind. And so, yeah, I'm going to put money on, I didn't put money on this last race because we were out of town, but I'm going to put money on the last race of the season at Abu Dhabi and for the championship, because I think this kid knows something that nobody else does.
No kidding. Honestly, and I want to talk to her again, because I didn't know if I'd tell you, but when I'm going to Asia at the end of the month, I have a layover in Korea. In Seoul, in South Korea.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm like, hey, I got a 10-hour layover. Where are the best places to go that, like, with K-pop stuff or stuff like that? I want to be able to go there and be like, oh, yep, Sophie told me about this. Sophie told me about that.
She probably could tell you exactly where to go, and she's never even been there. Are either of you experts on something where you find, like, people come to you whenever they ask? I was going to say Ramon with the Raiders, but
I mean.
You don't really have to be an expert to know they're going to lose,
no.
Right?
I'm going to say movies. I have most of my sisters come to me and they're like, hey, what'd you think of this movie? Have you seen this movie? Who stars in this movie? Who directs this movie? Even Steph texts me, hey, I need to review for Wicked for Good. So I would go with movies for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I think.
Unofficial movie critic.
I did. I said, I need your Wicked for Good review ASAP. He goes, yes, boss.
I gave her the salute and everything.
He did.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Odyssey, helping local business tell your story.
We need to talk about Cyber Monday. Have you guys done any shopping yet for Cyber Monday?
I have stuff in my cart.
Oh, do you really?
You're
ahead of the game. What about you, Ramon?
I did all my shopping on Friday, actually.
You're not alone, because Cyber Monday, that it might not be as big of a deal anymore. Black Friday may be stealing its whole identity. They did some analytics, and they show that Americans spent $11.8 billion online on Black Friday.
Wow.
That's just online.
Yeah.
Not in stores. That number is up 9% from last year, and the peak was between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, when we were spending $12.5 million every minute. Every minute.
What?
Yeah, we also spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. More than half of all of those online sales came from phones. People on their phone. Meanwhile, in-store traffic keeps trending down because people have reached the point where they ask themselves why they should fight crowds when they can shop from their couch or the bathroom while hiding from family.
It's funny, because I was out driving Friday morning for something. Oh, I was going to an appointment. And I was like, the roads are dead. Like, are people really shopping in stores anymore?
I haven't been in a Black Friday store in years, probably decades at this point.
We went on Friday, but when we were in New York, but everyone and their mom was in New York doing Black Friday shopping. And there were great deals. I mean, I got some really cool stuff, but we took 2 empty suitcases to New York.
You did?
They came back filled.
What did you guys get?
Just like, there were so many sales, and like, there were like customized, like Abercrombie, they have like New York themed merchandise that you can only get in New York.
Yeah.
And it's like so cool. And the stores opened. Okay, so first of all, they're supposed to open at 9, and we're in line at 9. And so my husband calls the store, and they're like, Abercrombie and Fitch. And he's like, yeah, what time do you guys open? And they're like, 9. And he goes, what time is it now? And they go, 9:03.
That's funny.
And all of a sudden, the doors open, and we all went running in. It was so funny.
That is amazing. I love Matt for doing that.
I know. He's hilarious. Also this morning, the box office had a clear winner this weekend. Zootopia 2 dominated with $96.8 million over the regular three-day weekend and $156 million over the long Thanksgiving day weekend. Worldwide, the movie debuted with over $556.4 million. That makes it the highest global opening for an animated film and the fourth highest global opening of all time. Wicked for Good landed in second place. Now You See Me, Now You Don't came in third. What have you guys seen Zootopia?
Of course, and what a banger. Might be better than the first one. Definitely the best animated film of the year so far. So, so good.
It's so funny, because I have never seen the original Zootopia.
You haven't?
It's breaking my heart.
I know. It's my daughter's favorite animated movie of all time. And so she's so excited about Zootopia 2. Is it that good? Am I missing out?
I think it's that good, yes. It's one of my favorite Disney movies of all time as well.
It's Judy Hopps, right?
Yes.
Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde.
I love that movie so much, because you know what it actually reminds me of, at least the story and the theme of it, is actually Wicked.
Oh, is it?
Like with the animals and stuff, and like them like feeling like I mean, it's a little different because the Zootopia one is about like the predators going back and stuff like that, and the prey, but with Wicked it's a lot with the animals too. So I'm like, what is this? Did someone from Wicked watch Zootopia, or did someone from Zootopia watch Wicked?
Interesting. Who's Bok in Zootopia?
Bok? Who would be Bok? The lion, the mayor? I think it's a worth a watch, Mercedes.
I will definitely check it out. Finally, this morning, if your fridge still looks like a Thanksgiving escape room, tonight is your last safe day to eat those leftovers. Experts say most Thanksgiving dishes stay good for 3 to 4 days in the fridge, and today is day 4. Turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, pumpkin pie, they all hit their limit tonight. Now, you can freeze almost anything if you want to save it for later. Homemade cranberry sauces, they last up to 10 days in the fridge, and the canned version lasts like 2 weeks. But I know the old school crew that grew up on the smell test, they're going to roll their eyes at all this. the test is not reliable, because Thanksgiving food sits out longer than a normal meal. So if you want to keep your stomach happy, do not push anything with meat or dairy especially.
Oh, do you guys still have Thanksgiving leftovers in your fridge?
I got some tamales left.
We were out. We went out to dinner, so we got nothing. We came home, and there's literally nothing in our fridge.
Oh, so. I have so much mac and cheese, you guys. Does anyone want mac and cheese?
Yes, bring it tomorrow.
No, it's bad tomorrow. You got to go to her house and
I'll
eat
smell
it tonight.
It first. I'll smell it first.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning, and we are ready for some Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to talk about on Jerk or Justified, you can remain anonymous. We can say your name. You can change your name. Just send us an email or a DM. You can do it through our social at Mercedes in the AM or do it through the website. Send us an email, mix941.fm. Got this email last week and it says, "Hi, Mercedes and company. I need some help because I feel stuck in a friendship that has been part of my life for 20 years. And I thought this would be perfect for Jerk or Justified. My name's Jenna and my best friend has been married for 4 years. A few months ago, she admitted she has been having an affair. It shocked me, but the bigger problem started after she told me. She keeps coming to me for advice on how to hide it. She asks what lies sound believable. She asks how she should plan her night so her husband will not notice. She even asked if she could use me as her cover story. I told her I do not want to be involved. I said I love her, but I will not help her cheat. She got angry and told me I was judging her. She said I was abandoning her during a time when she needs support. I care about her. I still see the friend I grew up with. I know she's struggling in her marriage, but I do not want to be part of this. My husband thinks I should cut contact for a while. He says I am letting myself get dragged into something that could blow up and take me with it. I hate the idea of giving up on such a long friendship. I also hate the feeling I get when my phone lights up and I wonder if I'm about to be pulled into another secret I never asked for. Is she a jerk for dragging me into this, or am I a jerk for stepping back? What should I do? Please help. Signed, Jenna." Ugh. Okay, I think we can all agree her friend's a jerk, right? Oh. Are we all like, jerk, jerk, jerk?
Yes.
Yeah, jerk.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that there are different levels of jerk. What do you guys think about this?
I've been in this situation before, like Jenna, where I had to cover up for my friend while they were out cheating, and they didn't get me too involved, but just the little bits that they asked me to do, I feel horrible for. But I did it because I love my friend, and I know that whatever happens, karma's gonna happen. It's gonna end either in a bad way or it'll end some way. And they asked me to cover for them, like, "Hey, if so-and-so asks, I'm with you. I'm out with at your house."
Oh, that's the worst.
And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I covered for them for a couple hours while they were out doing whatever, you know what, with whoever knows who. And I did not like it. I confronted them and I told them I'm never going to do that again. But thank God the partner never asked me. I was just kind of like the cover up story.
Yeah.
But I don't like doing this, but I did it because it's kind of like one of those, what's the saying? If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't handle me at my best. And I went through that with my friend because I loved them.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is she a jerk if she steps away from her friend? Is she not being a friend? Or is she justified in walking away? Like her husband says, not getting put in the middle of the situation. What do you think, Ramon?
I would like to know if Jenna has a relationship with her friend's husband. You know, have they ever interacted? Do they have a good relationship? Because if they don't, then I think it would actually be kind of easier for her to, you know, be dragged into this. It'd be easier for her to, you know, be used as a cover-up. Then she might not feel as guilty. But other than that, like, yeah, her friend's a total jerk. She should cut her off completely. But because, like I said, if they don't have a relationship, Jenna and her friend's husband, then she could use bro code, or in her case, girl code.
So, see, I get what you're saying, and I kind of thought of that on the guy's perspective. Like, guys would kind of take that bros before, you know, how the saying goes.
Yes.
But, like, my whole take is, okay, we all agree, her friend is a jerk, definitely. But, and I think this is going to be a really unpopular opinion, I feel like this is when her friend needs her most. Mm. And you're not there to cover for her, not in that way.
No.
But this is when you need to have a heart to heart and say what you're doing is absolutely wrong. And I'm telling you this as your friend. And I don't want our relationship of 20 years to go into nothingness because you are making a decision that is wrong. Now, I'm not saying maybe your marriage is ending, but let's end it first and then move on to this next relationship. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is not right. I think that abandoning her right now is the worst thing to do. You need to slap her in the face with a little reality.
Yeah.
And tell her the truth that what she's doing is wrong. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Lots of texts coming in. This one says she's using you as a human shield. Block her number for a week and watch how peaceful your life feels. This one says your husband is right. If this blows up, her husband will be at your door asking why you helped protect yourself. This text says, you are not abandoning her. You are setting a boundary she does not like. That is a big difference. This text says, cheating is her choice. Dragging you in is yours.
Eesh.
Walk away for now. Let's talk to Rose. Hey, Rose, jerk or justified? Hey. What do you think? Good morning.
The friend is a total jerk. I got caught in one of those love triangles before with my best friend. She wanted me to lie to her husband about what she was doing when we were out of the country. I wouldn't, and I lost a friendship. But I'm still friends with her ex.
You're friends with the ex? Oh, my gosh. Well, because you probably did them
a solid,
right?
He was a great guy. He didn't deserve that.
Oh, so, my gosh. But you have no contact with her now?
No. We were friends, like best friends, for over 10 years. But I wouldn't lie for her.
Oh, I don't blame you. I will always say, like, I'll never do it. This text says, tell her if she wants an alibi, she can Venmo you for the acting lessons because you are not doing this work for free. That's an idea there, too.
Yep.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.